Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is Monday of the 19th week in ordinary time. Our first reading will be taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verses 12 to 22. Our psalm for today is Psalm 147. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 22 to 27. The psalmist reminds us today that the Lord has blessed us, that the Lord is our stronghold. He feeds us and has given us his decrees and sent us out to the earth. In other words, to the Lord our God belong indeed, says Moses in today's first reading, heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth and all it contains. Thus, Moses urges us to circumcise our hearts then and be obstinate no longer. For the Lord your God, our God, is God of gods, Lord of lords, the great God, triumphant and terrible, never partial and never to be bribed. Therefore, my brother, my sister, we must use our talents and sacrifice our rights for the common good, for the well-being of the community. In other words, you are a parent, a teacher, a nurse, a leader for a reason. Your success in life was designed by God for your good and the good of others. Thus, if we have failed to serve, if we have failed to be good to our parents, to be good to our communities, to be good to our friends, to be good to our citizens, if we have been a pain and not a blessing in our communities, in our countries, then we must stop being obstinate, repent and fear the Lord and serve him. In today's gospel, Jesus reminded Peter that they were exempted from the temple tax. Hence, they had the right not to pay the temple tax. But in order to counter the obstinacy of the human person, he commanded Peter to pay the tax. Hence, he asked him to go to the lake, to cast a hook, to take the fish that bites first, open its mouth, and take a shekel in its mouth for the temple tax. Yes, sometimes we have to learn to waive our rights for the common good and for the sake of peace. In addition, we must sometimes deny ourselves in our worldly interests rather than give offense. It is also obvious in today's gospel reading that the Lord is the Creator and God of providence. Hence, my brother, my sister, even when it is difficult and unclear, the Lord provides and would take care of us. He will replenish the purses of givers. He will renew the talents used for the sake of justice, justice for the orphan and widow. He will give us a new life here on earth or in heaven for the lives lost for protecting and feeding a stranger, a neighbor. In other words, as we use what God has given us for the good of others, for the common good, the Lord will not forget you. He will surely give back to us in hundreds. Thus, it is the Lord we must serve. Serve not ourselves, not our ego, but we must serve the Lord and serve the common good. May the Lord bless us this day as we serve him, and as we use all he has given us for our good and the good of others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.